Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIU. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made,
and we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
We're glad to be back in the studio this week. Last week, all week, we were playing sermon segments from our Sunday morning service. Pastor Beckford was teaching on life in the Spirit. Want to invite you to join us at Celebration Tabernacle Church on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. That powerful, life-changing word goes forth each and every week. So we want to invite you personally. I know getting an invitation to Celebration Tabernacle Church and just showing up brought transformation in my life through the continual coming and learning the Word of God and having an opportunity to serve in the house of God. It makes a difference. When we're doing the do's, we don't have to worry about the don'ts. So I want to invite you, if you don't have a home church, to join us at Celebration Tabernacle. We also have a dynamic women's ministry, and we meet the first and third Thursday of each month at 7 p.m. You don't have to be a member of Celebration Tabernacle Church to be part of our women's ministry. So if you are looking for a small group Bible study specifically focusing on women, please join us on the first and third Thursdays at 7 p.m. at 1010 Dixon Boulevard. All this week, we're going to be teaching on the topic, New Spirit, the Right Spirit. We know from previous weeks that we can align the spirit of man that's within us with the spirit of God, or we could align it with the spirit of Satan, the spirit of the enemy, the spirit of deception. So we want to ensure that we are in alignment with the right spirit, which is the spirit of God.
Amen. This is the crux of why we're here on this earth. We are composed of three parts, the body, the soul, which is the mind, and the spirit, which is put in us by God himself when we were born, way back when Adam and Eve were in the garden. And this is how we communicate with God. It's through our spirit. And so when things happen, sometimes we react carnally, you know, and that's what everybody does because we're here, we're human, and we act in the flesh. But when we come in tune with the spirit of God, then we see things differently. We get the spiritual eyes to open up our eyes and to wake up and to see things we didn't see before. So to me, sometimes that answers the why question. Why this and why that? And the answer simply, I mean, there really is no actual answer, but it's an answer for me. The reason why things happen is because we're here on earth and we're subjected to sin. And when Adam and Eve was in the garden, we got subjected to sin. And that's why things happen in this life. Good, evil, bad, it's all there. It's the evil is there. But he gave us a way out. And the way out is to connect with God and just to live for him. And it's an intentional thing to be connected to God because we normally don't want to. We normally want to gossip. We normally want to eat that chocolate cake. We normally want to do things that please the flesh. It's normal, but we have to do it intentionally to live in the spirit and to connect with God on a daily basis so that we know what how to do. And that this is the reason. When you see bad things happening, it's just here, but there's a way out. There's the promise of heaven. There's so much more in this life than just living here on this earth. We put a lot of emphasis living on this earth. Of course, we're here, but there's so much more. If you just open up your spiritual eyes and read the Bible is God's word. That's how we are guided into what this, what's in the next realm and what awaits us, because it's all over the Bible. Jesus tells us that we have a way out, and he's always with us, and he never will leave us, and he never will forsake us.
Thanks be to God that the sin nature is not the final authority. Thanks be to God that how we think based on our logical reasoning and human emotion is not the final authority. When we tap into the Spirit of God, we allow the spirit of man that's within us to be filled with the Spirit of God through the reading of the Word, through the hearing of the Word, through the doing of the Word, through understanding of the Word, then we have a greater power, a greater source to be able to operate from. That's why when we are trying to reason things out and such, we have to know that by the Spirit, that there's a little compartment up there of stuff we just may never understand while we're here in the earth. So instead of driving ourselves crazy and trying to reason out by logical reasoning, just put it in that compartment. These are the things that I'll never understand why I'm here in the earth. So instead of becoming bitter, instead of trying to continually replay harsh situations and such, let's just put it in that compartment of these are the things that I just may never understand here in the earth. David, he had an understanding of tapping into the Spirit, of aligning himself with the right spirit, even when he was in the midst of doing wrong. He had a realization that the sin nature could not be the final authority, even though he sinned. He had a revelation that his logical reasoning and his human emotion could not be the final authority, even though he had went off course. He came back to God and to the Spirit to be able to receive wholeness, to be able to receive restoration, to be able to receive guidance, to be able to make a comeback from different times in his life. So we're going to open in Psalm chapter 51, starting at verse 1. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. So he's saying, according to the loving kindness of God, not according to his own sin nature, not according to his own logical reasoning, but according to the loving kindness of the Lord, according to the multitude of God's tender mercies. He says, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. So he's turning to God as the source for his restoration, God as the source for his being refreshed there in the presence of the Lord. He's turning to God, knowing that he cannot do it himself. He cannot take place. This cannot take place through earthly means. He has to turn himself to a greater power, to the greater spirit of the Lord. He continues on, for I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is always before me. Against you, you only, have I sinned and done this evil in your sight, that you may be found just when you speak and blameless when you judge. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in my sin my mother conceived me. Behold, you desire truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part of you will make me to know wisdom.
Amen. You said that so beautifully, Diana, the way I was trying to explain what it is that things, we just have to put it in that compartment that we will never actually know. And Psalms 51:10 says, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. So we have to ask God to put that spirit in us and create a clean heart. And only God can do that. And we have to identify the problems we have before we can ask God to fix them, but only God can fix our problems, whether it be the way we want it or not. He will fix it, and he's with us, and his way is the ultimate way in which whatever has to be is to be. I always say things are the way they're supposed to be. We just have to go forward and stay connected with God and read our Bible, because our Bible is our guidance on what it is in the realm of the unknown, and we can get a glimpse into heaven and the promises he gives us. And that helps us and makes us strong to bear this life, because this life does have lots of things that go on in all our lives. We all have happy moments. We all have sad moments. But when we look to his word, there's so much comfort in there, and it gives us the promise and a hope. And above all, we are loved immensely, and there are no human words that can describe the love that God has for us.
And when we look at at verse 10 of Psalms 51, verse 10, David not only talk about the problem in Psalms 51, as you read, Diana, there he talk about the problem he has. this is a problem. And then, Pastor Emily, in verse 10, he gives the solution. Mm-hmm. He says, this is the solution, how to fix the problem. And this morning, we should take notice of what David says in Psalms 51, how he think the problem should be fixed, creating me a new heart and a right spirit. And I'm going to spend a little time talking about why he used a specific phrase there. Create. Create in me a new heart and a right spirit. And this, so two things he says wrong. And I studied the word heart. Heart and spirit, they're used interchangeable. It mean here, create in me a right spirit. The one that I had in the beginning is messed up. It mar. And we know it mar when Adam and Eve, what? Sin. Mm-hmm. The spirit of man that we were created with become mar by what? Sin. Mm-hmm. And separate us from God. So that's why in Psalms 51, David go back and says, you know what? I got this problem from when? Birth, right? Mm-hmm. He says, in sin my mother what?
Conceived
me. Mm-hmm. So I need to go back to the place where there is no blemish. Mm-hmm. So tomorrow we're going to pick up on create. So we'll pick up on the word create. What does that mean?
Yes,
go
when
ahead.
There's a contaminant in something, when something is contaminated, you can't take the contaminant out.
Yeah.
You have to start over again.
Okay.
So if you have a drink of water and something gets in there that is undesirable onto you, you're not going to take it out. You're going to dump the whole cup out, probably get a whole new cup.
Yes.
And refill it.
Yes.
So that's what he's talking about here. We say, create in me a clean heart. So I need a new heart. I need a new cup, please.
Yeah.
I need some new ice and some new water.
Hallelujah.
In there. I don't want to just pull whatever was in the other one out and drink from there.
Yeah.
Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make
Your
Day
Count.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.